Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. Man, this episode is going to be crazy, because I got some extra in the house today. Y'all give it up for White Boy Chris.
How's it going?
And give it up for my son, who I gave birth to when I was 14, 15, I don't fucking know. His name is Nakia. He got a girl name, but a boy asshole.
What? What's that? What's a boy bro?
Hey, everybody.
Don't be trying to sound manly, nickel. And y'all give it up for my daughter, Garyana is back.
Hello.
Boring as always. And y'all give it up to my good friend, Dion.
I got a boy asshole, too.
Then give him back.
We'll be right back after the music play, y'all.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin dial. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Kara, you gonna have to get the grandkids out of here, okay? Go on, man, get the fuck out. I know you're real daddy. Go on, get out. No, granddaddy, you get your goddamn children, Kiara. No, get your children, Kiara.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having a good day. How about you?
I've had a fucking day of a day, let me tell you.
I've had a rough day, but then I got here and I was like, at least I'm not one of these kids. Then I just felt better. This is like Prozac coming here.
Watching other people struggle can make you feel good, yeah. Let me tell you.
Man, I don't know what type of daughter-in-law I got. Get the goddamn children. You know your children don't know how to act. Oh, Lord have mercy. Jeez.
Look at her. Look at that daddy just smiling.
Just smiling for her. What you smiling for? Why, take that thing off your head. You look like you got a dick on your head. Put the mic up to your mouth. It's what? What did he say?
I said, at least it's covered.
Well, good. Take your rubber off your head. Take the condom off your head. And if you're going to talk, put the mic up to your mouth like you're sucking dick.
I don't know how to do that.
You got
to
do it like this. Let me show you.
Oh, Chris is an expert.
I see. He hold it very firm.
I have very good mic technique, sir.
Kira, you can't play patty cake while we doing the podcast.
You might mess around and hold it on the hand, too.
There are literally grown adults playing patty cake with kids feet from the microphone. What is happening around here?
And y'all wonder why we don't go live. Y'all wonder.
Right.
This is why we don't go live.
We can't go live because when we at here. My house. Kira, you got to get out with the kids. Go to the back there with my husband. I want you to hear too, but you got to take them back there with the kids, with their granddaddy.
It's like we're going to record it, I promise.
Look at Chris being sarcastic. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Look at her. Oh, finally, she gone, y'all.
He said that you just now learning English.
Who,
like,
me?
Yeah, like he's some Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, Lord. Garyana is back with the bullshit. Talk about everybody, y'all.
Honestly.
She is back with the bullshit.
I was literally just trying to defend you.
I know, but that's your brother. Don't talk about your brother. He is a Rhodes Scholar.
Right. I am your first
He
born.
Is a Rhodes Scholar. He take road trips.
To the thirsty scholar.
He drink all the big guff drinks on the highway.
What that got to do with being a scholar? Nigga don't drive and read at the same time.
He is a scholar. He be scalding hot in the car. He be be scalding hot in a damn car. So.
All right, Miss Pat.
What?
We got many topics to discuss today, but the first one, I know you saw the video of that little badass kid who told his teacher to shut the fuck up.
I thought it was one of her crack babies.
You ain't think that was my crack baby? Because I tell my kids, I said, do you want the ghetto mom or do you want the soccer mom? They don't never want the ghetto mom. I would have tucked that little boy and slapped that motherfucker dick to 20 years from now. I'd have stomped the mud hole in that motherfucker.
Let me see if I can pull up the audio of it. Because once you hear it, you go, what in the world?
So the video we're talking about, there's a, it looks like some type of graduation or something, right? The preschool class, these kids can't be no more than 5-6 years old. And a teacher comes over to the...
anyway, the little boy, what did she say to the little boy?
Good morning, class. Hello, boys and girls.
Fuck you!
He did say that.
He said, shut the fuck up!
I would have knocked that motherfucker. I would have hit him so hard, he would have never had no more baby.
Hey, they said, come on, you got to go now.
Yeah.
Here, I've got the audio.
All right, play it. Graduation music.
Let me tell you something. That kid have told somebody grown to shut the fuck up. And he has literally, that remind me one time I pulled up in the project, right. After I done got my life together. I was like, you know, back in the day, a kid will do anything for 10 cents or 25 cents. So I pull up to these little niggas look like they fucking trying to be rappers. I was like, yo, go knock on that door for me. I'll give you a quarter. He said, bitch, please. Y'all don't work for quarters no more? He's like, I'll whoop your ass, hoe. I was like, God damn. Nigga, I would have fucking jacked a dick for 25 cents back in the day.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was $100.
Right.
Don't sell yourself short.
It was $100
them
in the
12-year-old hands ain't worth a quarter, let me tell you.
But that was many
25
times.
25 cents goes a long way.
It do. Shit. What else did he say?
So then they were like, do you need to leave? And he was like, no, bitch.
Now, if you ain't never beat a black child, that was one you should have put a mud hole in. I'd have slung that motherfucker over the border.
What's a mud hole?
A mud hole. When you stop a hole and you can see clean through that motherfucker. You ever seen a pothole in the road? That's a mud hole in a nigga.
Okay. Nikea, did you ever get one of those?
Sir?
No. Yes, I don't know. No, I don't know if his parents were there or not, but I be
somebody snatches a little ass up.
That was the daddy. I believe that was the daddy. I wouldn't even snatch him. I would have tucked.
You gotta beat him in front of everybody.
No, fuck that shit. He is ready to die. That little boy is a gangster. He need to be going to jail. I don't give a fuck if it was pre-K. That's the type of kid you stab.
You gonna lock a dollar up?
Fuck yeah. He said, bitch.
Put that nigga in Lego jail.
So let me get this straight.
That kid drank Hennessy and Ciroc. I guarantee you he like his shit with two ice cubes.
That's a whiskey baby
right
there. He
got hypnotic breast milk.
That baby, that little boy was cussing like that. He take blunts, Black and Mild, and two fucking ice cubes in his Hennessy. I guarantee you. And all he watches, baby boy.
What is baby boy?
What the
you
fuck?
You never seen
what?
Baby boy?
Oh,
I'm white.
What is wrong with you?
I'm white.
Do we need to give him like a list of black things?
No, we need to turn him black. Chris, Baby Boy is Tyrese's first movie that niggas really like, and he made history. Baby Boy destroyed every lazy ass son.
Everything I did.
I told Kira that yesterday. I said, you like Baby Boy because you married to him. You dating him.
I'm thinking about it, I ain't have a bike, but I had 2 feet.
All he needs is the bike to complete the look.
He didn't even need no bite to complete the look. He was already, he's Baby Boy. Every black woman got, even white trash people got these motherfuckers in the house.
It's about a man. Well, he's a man, but he act like a boy. Okay. It's about a man who has like, he cheats on his girlfriend all the time. And he is like, he's just a mama's boy who never grows up.
Pretty much, he's a fucking lazy ass.
Okay.
Before video game. Oh, it was hoes.
I think the white version of it is Failure to Lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he definitely didn't lunch. He came out the pussy backwards, and he been laying down backwards ever since. That's why my titties hanging, because he won't stop sucking them.
Wow.
Nigga borrowed more money, and then want to get an attitude when he after he borrowed the money. Well, I ain't asked you to give it to me. Yes, you did, bitch. And every time I said, you don't give my motherfucking money back, I'm going to stab them ugly-ass children and your girlfriend in your throat, too.
Oh, my God.
When I give up money, it'd be a different story.
You ain't never gave me no motherfucking money.
You'd be like, fuck you. You owe me this money from 3 months ago. I'm like, well, I probably
stop
did.
Stop cussing in front of me, bitch.
It wasn't a curse. It's God's gift.
He gets to say the F word and I don't.
He was quoting her, though.
It was a quote. Oh. You can quote her, you can't curse her.
Okay. every time I say a cuss word, I'm going to be like, it's a quote from you, Mom.
Yeah. But
it's a conscience.
You got to go watch Baby Boy. It's one of the best black movies out there.
I don't like it. He was just a bum. He was a bum.
Baby boy is fucking good.
Fucking rhymes. You keep trying me, youngster.
Yeah, he had the stepdaddy whoop his ass.
Dion, you keep talking to me like, if I just describe it long enough, he's gonna get it. It's just
how have you never see? This is what I don't like about white people. They don't take no initiative. Black shit. They don't take no initiative.
Have you seen Friday?
Have you ever seen Netflix? My Netflix does not look like your Netflix.
Well, before Netflix came along, what was you doing, motherfucker?
I was watching The Little Mermaid with my sister. Oh, because I was a kid.
We was kids too, but we saw Baby Boy.
I can see him now in a snuggie and everything.
Eating one piece of popcorn at a time.
Eating warm marshmallows.
Honey, graham crackers.
Fucking s'more eating ass nigga.
Never dealt with s'mores until I moved here.
Really?
All white people do is fucking barn fires. Yeah. Nakia stayed at fucking barn fires. I was like, and I said, you better
stay. I think you mean bonfires, but.
Not barn fires.
Yeah.
Bond.
Oh, it's Bond?
Yeah, barn fires is illegal.
What Amish do when they're pissed at each other.
Wait a minute. I thought it was bonfires.
B-O-N, Bond.
Oh, I thought it was B-A-R-N.
No, you're not lighting up a barn. You're totally out here burning.
Bless
barns.
Your heart.
I didn't know what the fuck them white people doing. All I know is I was a nigga, I saw a fire, and I was staying the fuck away. You ain't about to barbecue me. And I used to tell Nike, you need to stay the fuck away from them fires before they fuck around and push you in, and then you'll come home blacker. And they was like, I'm sorry. Stay the fuck away from the motherfucking bonfire. And get your dick sucked in the back of your car.
That's my brother and Nike were best friends in high school, and that's his only memory of Garyana is that Nike would show up to the bonfires and leave Garyana and Junebug locked in the car. And every time Garyana tried to get out, get back in the car!
I do remember that. I was just trying to watch nobody kids at that time.
Nigga, you don't watch your kids now.
Show don't, Baby Boy.
They got menus of what they need to do. They know what to do.
Menus?
Not menus, I mean.
The motherfucker eat so much fucking fast food.
They got complete instructions, my bad.
You got to talk in the mic, Garyana.
How the fuck you get menus and instructions confused?
Oh, my God.
One word is four letters
long. Take that shit off your head. You talking about menus. You ain't that McDonald's nigga.
I think that do-rag squeezing your brain.
No, he ain't have nothing up there for the do-rag out of there.
He didn't have a lot to begin with.
Sure did.
That's just him.
We're going to take a break, and right after that, we're going to be back. We're talking about, I don't know what the fuck we talking about. It's all over the place today. All right, y'all, we back, and we got another fucking kid story. I don't know what is wrong with these fucking kids these days. I tell mines all the time, you try me, motherfucker. That's why I had you. That's why I had you when I was young, so we can fucking grow up together. I wasn't going to be no old-ass mama getting beat up.
Yeah, that's why you had him young.
No, fuck you, Chris. You put your little white cum in there. That's why you had him young. You goddamn right, that's why I had him young. You try me, Nakia, and Garyana, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to slit your motherfucking throat so smooth like cheese.
I've never even tried to like hit an adult.
Okay, I wasn't
raised that way. You did a good job.
I don't care.
Good.
I'm just going to Triple H and call it a day.
You doing
shoot
what?
Water in the air.
What you going to do?
I'm going to Triple H you.
What the fuck is Triple H?
Stand up and I'll show you real quick.
Just because you got that little security job, Carl Winslow, don't get fucked up.
He be choking at his girlfriend.
Because I take this fucking wig off, I look like you. I wish you would.
That's probably why my hair thinning out. We both thinning out.
Your hair thinning out because your real daddy ain't shit. You need to take some of that hair off your chin and put it on your fucking head. Shut the fuck up, grandkids.
I don't talk to my kids like that.
Fuck your kids. I ain't tell you bring them little cross-eyed motherfuckers over here.
First of all, they ain't cross-eyed. We all see straight.
No, you don't. That one baby, I be twisting this shit.
No, I don't.
Get a magnet.
So,
speaking of kids, did you hear about the boy who tried to do that wrestling move on his principal?
No.
Have you ever seen an RKO? Do you know what an RKO is?
No, okay. I just know. Stand I know up. What a fick the fick is. No, y'all motherfucker ain't about to wrap my titties around my neck. You kiss my ass with that.
So basically, an RKO is if you're facing forward, somebody comes up from behind you and they grab your face over your shoulder and they pull you down and slam your face into the mat. So this kid tried to do that to his principal and they fucking locked his ass up.
What?
Yeah.
No,
he was for real, for real.
Was they black or white?
He was like a Mexican kid.
Ooh, he about to be deported.
He trying to be the next Rey Mysterio.
I don't know who Rey Mysterio is, but Rey Mysterio about to be back in Guantanamo Bay. Oh, well.
Guantanamo Bay.
That sound like a brand of juice. Yeah. Hey, that's where our next podcast gonna be, Guatemala Bay.
You never like a whole alcohol drink.
You don't.
I'll take two shots of Guatemala Bay, please.
Down at the cheeseburger at Paradise.
Damn,
I got RKO'd at Guatemala Bay.
Fuck you, Dion. You know I'm talking about that fucking country. Where it be at?
It's not a country.
Not a country.
What? They continent.
It's not a country. You're making it bigger. It needs to be smaller.
What is it?
Guantanamo Bay.
It's a fucking bay.
It's a bay in, in Cuba, Guantanamo Bay.
I'm talking about where the fuck they fun.
Guatemala.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The shit that start with the G.
Jeez, man, I'm just saying guacamole.
Fuck you, kid.
Guacamole, man. That's the name of the Mexican restaurant.
I don't know why that was so funny, but all of us, we can't stop. Guatemala.
Fuck y'all. Oh,
where are we going, Guatemala Bay? Where?
I heard Guatemala.
Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, fuck that shit. Well, that's where you going. For DDT and that teacher.
So when I was in middle school, seventh grade, this was back at the height of the Attitude Era of wrestling.
Attitude?
Yeah, it was Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock. You remember DX, all them, right?
Yeah.
So me and all my friends, we would we broke off into groups. I was in DX. My other friends were in NWO. And whenever we saw each other, it was like wrestling fights all day long. If you got caught by yourself, that was your ass. My buddy Angel... One time got caught all by himself. And this is me and four of my other friends. We beat the shit out of him. It wasn't like real, real fights. But we would fucking do all these wrestling moves or whatever. And so the principal caught wind of it. He was like, if we catch anybody doing anything, that's your ass. You get an ISS. My buddy Andre Drake, God rest his soul, he got killed. But this nigga was the craziest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. He thought he was Stone Cold Steve Austin for real. Like he would cuss out teachers like he was Stone Cold. He used to say, what? So every time they would call on Andre, that's all he, what?
That's like not kill.
What?
What do not kill say all the time?
Huh?
Every time you ask him, I'm like, huh? Huh?
That's going to be on my new shirt.
It is your new shirt, huh? Damn. So why he get killed?
He got shot.
Yeah, for cussing out the teacher.
Hey, was it related to the wrestling or what?
I don't think so.
No, yeah, he still thought
wrong
he was Stone
place,
Cold.
Wrong time.
He was wrong place, wrong time?
Yeah, they weren't trying to kill him. No.
Was he bad when he grew up?
No, it was just in school. He was a good dude. He had kids and everything. So.
How was he?
When he died, probably 19.
Oh, shit, that's awfully young. All right, we ain't gonna kill the podcast with black people dying. Was he black?
Yeah, he was black.
Damn.
That nigga was funny, though. I remember he told Miss Jones, you can suck my dick, and that's the bottom line.
Damn.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. know how anybody teach these days. I don't know how any fucking body teach. Like my friend Courtland, his wife is a teacher, and like one time she caught one of the students giving the other student a head. They third grader. What do you?
What the fuck?
And then the daddy come up to the school. He looks super fucking gay, and he with the mom. I'm like, I said, bitch, ain't 100. You can't give me $100,000 to fuck with these children, because I will go viral my first day after I get my diploma. I will knock a motherfucker out. Fuck your education, nigga. I got mine. You got to get yours.
Miss Pat as a teacher would be the opposite of what was that movie with Morgan Freeman where he's the principal?
His name? The principal.
And he changed the doors.
Oh, lean on me.
Lean on me. He's Law and Order. Miss Pat.
Just like that. I'll fuck these kids up. Fuck your kids.
Mr. Sims.
This is how I would call the parent. Look here, bitch. Your son up here acting up again. You better come get this motherfucker. That's how I call the parents.
I think we need to enroll Miss Pat in the substitute teacher program.
Yes.
Hey, I used to work with kids at the Dome. I couldn't even deal with them motherfuckers. I remember I had one chick, I ain't gonna call her name because she might listen to the podcast. But for some reason, she wanted to suck dick in my car when everybody getting the ride home. And I had to tell her, you can't just suck dick while he driving. And you a black woman, you supposed to suck dick on holidays and birthdays. You just out here sucking random dicks. I had to pull that child down. I had to pull her to the side and tell her, stop sucking dick every night in my car. My insurance don't cover head.
But she said dick is delicious.
Exactly. A lot of mixed messages.
Her on her insurance, though, so she's good. So she could.
I mean, dick is delicious, but don't suck dick. Don't be sucking about dick while they driving my car.
Right.
I mean, what if he bust a nut and then hit a tree? My shit total and your head in the dash. That's so easy way to get killed. It's fucking ridiculous.
Could you actually drive about 10 miles when you get here?
How the fuck you know?
I experienced it with my leg out the window.
Dick in the car.
You were sucking dick in the car.
I had mine getting sucked in the car.
Don't tell me that. Don't mind sucking your dick. Ain't nobody sucking your dick, son. I don't want to see
it. Ain't nobody sucking my dick.
Don't say dick.
You said dick.
He was quoting you.
I'm quoting you. Every time you say dick, I ain't no saying
I'm
dick.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
This your conscience speaking.
It ain't no joke. You ain't my motherfucking conscience, hair and neck, motherfucker. And this motherfucker looking like your real daddy. You ain't my goddamn country. My country got ovaries that don't work.
We not working.
Country or conscience?
Conscience.
I heard country too. I was so confused.
Y'all ain't about to keep correcting my motherfucking English because I am a scholar.
If we stop correcting it, that's half our material.
Well, Chris, I hope you get sunburned and your dick fall off.
Damn. At least he had three colors.
He an iguana?
Iguanas okay. Nigga, those are chameleons.
Yo, you got that light skin, go middle skin, and go dark at the end.
Here, Leezer.
I almost asked, was he an alligator? But I had to catch myself. Fuck y'all. Raymond, set your ass down somewhere. Go get.
I can't breathe.
Y'all see, I have to raise these fucking kids. Where's she going, home?
You told her to leave.
Good.
There's two Miss Pats. There's the Miss Pat you're on the podcast, and then there's the Miss Pat you just heard. I hope she fucking leaves. I don't want to go do
that. I love my daughter-in-law, but them goddamn grandbabies. It's, you know, people don't raise kids. Like, I raised my kids. Like, my granddaughter was with me this week. And every time you say something, she wants to question you. So I had to pull her to the side like a real bitch. I said, look, little girl, you don't fucking question me. Stop asking me all these goddamn questions. I'm not your mama. I'm going to fuck you up.
Did she ask why?
Yeah, she did ask why.
She never called us by a real name.
What you mean?
Every time you call me, it was always nigga. I ain't get my real name called till about 16.
She's the only person that ever called me the B word. I thought that was my name.
Don't say that shit about me. Get the fucking mic.
You're the only person that ever called me that.
Well, bitch is an endearment.
to a third grader, it's an endearment.
Bitch, clean up.
But I thought she was just preparing me for the real world, so I took it as a good way.
Yeah, I will prepare you for the real world. Now when somebody say nigga, it don't bother you, but Chris, say nigga, Chris.
Fuck no. You see the terror in my eyes, Dion? You see my life flash before my eyes?
Chris say, I'm sitting in a room with four fat niggas. I don't think so. Don't think
three,
so.
Nigga, what you talking about? I ain't made it there yet, but I'm working on it.
I know I can outrun.
You fat by association.
I can outrun you three, but Dion, I can't.
Oh, I don't think I've laughed this much all year. God damn.
I've laughed this hard. Whew. I wet my panty line.
Yeah, so Yolanda, every time I tell her to go to bed, it'd be like 8 o'clock, so the sun's shining. And she's like, every night, she's like, why I gotta go to bed? I don't get why kids ask so many questions. They ask stupid questions.
Well, that's all a part of being a parent. So when you start, so use your vagina.
I ain't never gonna do it.
Which
no, I'll stop you right there, honey.
Dick is delicious.
No, I do not want none of these kids. Children are disgusting.
Dang, man,
yeah, but waste. Dick going in is awesome. Oh,
come on, Garyana.
Get hit from the back. And it's easy because you ain't got no ass.
I ain't got no butt.
It's gonna go straight in.
Gonna tell Star experience some anal.
Oh my god.
Which of your kids was the most curious? Like, who asked the most questions? Who never shut up?
Was it me? I didn't shut up.
Garyana.
Yeah.
I bet. And Jumba jacked his dick all the time.
Oh, my God. Did he really? We shared a room till I was, like, 14.
Yep. Nah.
Jumba played with himself.
I don't know.
Hi, little girl.
So you should get away from the girl.
Every guy experienced that.
Yeah, but he had a thing for iCarly.
Miranda Cosby.
Nakia, what did you do?
I just laid on your couch.
Not much.
I just wake up hard and I go to work.
Wait, don't say hard.
I like.
Oh, I used to have a joke about you. Remember I used to do that joke about him?
How your dick wake up before you do?
Yeah. I went to wake him up one time. His dick was out of his pants, just standing up looking for a job. But this nigga was still asleep. And I wrote a whole battle. How your dick is fucking up before you are? I mean, straight out of his pants, just a big old dick. It was so big, it was out the circumcision thing, too.
Congratulations. As a mother, when you see your son has a big dick, are you proud of him?
Well, I'm not going to use it. I don't give a fuck.
Proud of myself.
Shut your ass.
And the nigga who gave it to me.
And that nigga didn't give you that dick. You got in the right line on the way down here to be developed.
Well, see, I'm gonna skip that line.
No,
then.
You got in the big dick line and you skipped the no brain line.
So you get the pick dick in the womb. How do some people get in the wrong line?
Jesus got the line of dick a brain.
Gary, it's like a video
in the wrong line. When they start going other places.
It's like a video game where you choose your strengths. You know, you can increase in some areas.
You can't have it all. You can't have speed and agility.
Right.
You can't have what?
Speed and agility.
You got good power, but no
His
brain.
Intelligence is lacking.
Right.
Yeah. He got dick, but no brain. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers. You don't tell me when the fuck to wrap this episode. I'm at my house today hollering at kids.
Like a normal day, though.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
It's just recording.
Y'all, this is my son, Nakia.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, halfway, nigga, we done.
Introducing through the halfway at the end of the show. All right, went over 30 minutes. Well, we just not knowing everybody's name.
Well, your voice is deep, and I didn't want them to think that was me. They always think I'm a goddamn man.
When I used to hang on, like, every time I used to stay here, you don't have your parents' voice that scare you out your sleep.
Yeah. How do my voice scare you out your fucking sleep?
She be like, wake up, motherfucker! I'm like, oh, Jesus, she about to kill us. It ain't no normal wake up, hey, baby, good morning. Like, wake up, motherfucker, get dressed, pussy. I'm like, I'm only going to school, mama.
Hell yeah. He was a lazy motherfucker. Like, he played a video game.
She was one that come in, you be sleeping good. She's like,
yeah.
She used to get punched in your sleep.
Yeah. No, so he used to sleep in the office right when I first built this house.
Yeah.
And he be pissing in motherfucking 2 liter bottles because he didn't want to get out the video game.
Oh.
I said, you don't piss. And I just built this big ass house, motherfucker. And you know, you can't tell a black folks shit when they done got their first house built.
Right.
You doing it. And you pissing in a 2 liter on my motherfucking upgraded carpet?
You lucky it wasn't a 20 ounce, but.
And you just keep them hard Kleenexes on the floor. This was so. Boogers on the wall. I said, oh,
there was a booger on. There was a booger like, oh my, it was so big. It was the biggest booger I've ever seen in my life.
I threw that motherfucker out of here. I said, don't you ever come back. I don't give a fuck if you run off and join the motherfucking circus, the military. Don't you bring your black ass back here.
That was 15 years ago, so time five.
Yeah, you was sorry as fuck.
Was it 15 years ago?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was 15.
I'm 32 now.
Hey, Dion, didn't she get upset that they didn't get her anything for Mother's Day?
Yeah, she wanted
a lot.
You
don't ever buy me shit for Mother's Day.
Maybe say you're sorry as fuck less.
I was late for school one time. You punched me in the chest. I thought I was dying. Right. You don't get Mother's Day.
Get that fucking mic. Y'all ain't going to make me seem like
this
I'm
this isn't
unfit.
A therapy session.
I'm a fucking great mother. I could have been smoking crack like your auntie and selling pussy for dollars.
Well, when I asked her to watch the grandkids, she always said, I ain't that type of grandma.
Fuck your kids.
Nah, nigga, ain't that type of grandma.
I'm not that type of grandmama. You had, I'm a motherfucker. I'm sick of goddamn kids. I had kids since I was a fucking kid myself. I fuck your kids. Like, I mean, I don't get
if
no
you business. Fuck his kids, there's just going to be more kids.
Oh, man.
I am a good grandmother, and I am a wonderful mother, you guys.
She's like a grandmother that, you know, takes your kids out, get them some clothes, take some pictures, and send them back. She's not like an involved grandma. She ain't going
to
make
get the fucking mic. I am an involved grandmother. I'm very fucking involved. I go to recitals and
she
shit.
She ain't come back home. You get cussed out 32 times. Like, I thought we was having a good day today.
If it's just 32, you are having a good day. Some black kids get cussed out 1,000. So I am an A-plus grandma.
Oh, the bar is so low.
Bar is
in hand. I am a wonderful grandma.
Did either of you fucks ever have to climb down a chimney? I didn't think so.
Thank you. None of y'all had to fry chicken in a chimney, nigga. And that's the reason why Santa Claus never came to my motherfucking house.
Because your brother was stuck. What you said?
I'm surprised your brother didn't rob his ass.
We would have robbed Sandra. Y'all always complaining. You don't know how good your life was. I at least took you to the doctor with your Medicaid slip and got your teeth seen about. You didn't lose your side tooth, nigga, till you was in your 30s.
Wait, when did you lose yours?
Yeah, what did you lose?
When did you lose your side tooth?
He was 30.
I
don't know.
I thought you got the same thing in common. When she lose some, I lose some.
Oh, you a goddamn lie. I think you pull your tooth out. I ain't lost the top of my hair. You got a receiving hairline, bitch.
No, not a receiving hairline. We went over this.
We talked about this.
Oh, receding.
Well, let's take that bassinet off yours then.
What fucking bassinet?
That's on your head.
These niggas be roasting each other all the time.
With words that don't.
Because you look like George Jefferson and he look like Carl Winslow. Y'all are a match.
Fuck you, Gary.
I'm always coming for him, but y'all both bald.
I ain't glued my wig down today.
That thing was slick back.
She just pulled it up like a sock.
Remember those slouch socks back in the day? Those slouches.
Why is it so nappy? Did you comb it?
No.
It look like your real hair. What's the point?
That good. Give him the mic back, goddammit.
All them wigs come out on Pringle cans. That's what they come out.
My motherfucking wigs don't come out no Pringle cans, nigga.
They pop like tennis balls.
Get them out of the quarter machine in front of Denny's.
You find them at the bottom of like your cereal.
Fuck you.
It's one of them cereal wigs.
Fuck you. Your kids came out of a Pringle can.
She got a greater value wig.
She got a Sam's Club wig.
Fuck you too, Chris.
You know what? Sam Clugs make beautiful wigs. You look good.
Shut the fuck up. You know the fans don't like you. And they ain't gonna like you after this either, you rough neck bitch.
They do like pubes.
Look like my puss. Your neck look like my puss.
I don't ever want to see your neck again.
I I'm strangely attracted to your neck.
I need Black you guy. And your neck to get the fuck out. I'm about to throw up. Oh,
man. All right, we're going to wrap this because these motherfuckers ain't going to keep talking about me, y'all.
We love you,
ain't
going to
keep talking about me. I know you love me, motherfuckers. You want to borrow some money tonight.
Only after this show.
Exactly. We're going to end it with this before I kill my kids, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.